Welcome to The Event Technique, the daily 9-minute podcast created exclusively for event planners and development directors. If you're on the front lines in organizing, promoting, or running nonprofit events, every episode of The Event Technique podcast is filled with valuable tips and strategies in bite-sized chunks that you can use to make your next event more successful. And now, please welcome the host of The Event Technique, the founder of Eventsburg, Jill Coomer.
Sponsorships. Everybody always rolls their eyes and they think about sponsorships as the epitome of everything. They're the EG. It's the thing that's going to make your event go and so on and so forth. So to a certain extent, that's true. Having great sponsors affords the organization an awful lot of latitude as to how they're going to be able to use that money, whether it goes directly to their mission, it goes to the event, it goes to wherever it's going to go. When you have a sponsor on board, it does give you a little bit of breathing room. One of the things that organizations get into trouble with is they try to fund everything they need to do in their event purely off their ticket sales. They get to the end of it all, the event is over, and they've discovered they've made little or no money, or maybe even they've lost money, and that's really bad. There's no real plan there. So in dealing with sponsorships, you have to have a plan, plain and simple. You need an organized strategy to figure out how you're going to approach each one of the potential sponsors. And they are different. You cannot approach every sponsor the same. So the short answer, the short question rather, is what are you going to offer them? What if they come back with a counteroffer? What sorts of things do you have to have prepared that the organization can send out when a potential sponsor says, you know what, I can't deal with this right now, but send me something. Those things are the kind of issues and thoughts that really need to make a difference. When you have an organized, concise plan, it is far easier to execute all the way across the board. Many times organizations don't think about how those two together. They just know that they need sponsors, right? And who hasn't been in that position? In setting up your sponsorship levels as an organization, you need to set your expectations. How many people, how many sponsors do you need? At what levels do you need them to come on board? And oftentimes it's a question of, well, there's not a question of levels, we just need them. For example, if you need a $50,000 sponsor, how many of those are you going to have? One, two, three? If that seems like it's a pie in the sky number, well, maybe for some organizations it is. But what if you had one? What if it came out of the blue and you were unprepared? How are you going to identify that person or that organization and get them to the price point that they're happy with? You should be ready for any and all possibilities that walk through the door, come through your email, discover you through Facebook, and so on. There really shouldn't be anybody else that's crowding into your primary or your presenting sponsor. So right there, you have a data point. They're the highest end sponsor that you have, so you don't want to crowd them with another sponsor of equal value. Things to think about. Those kinds of things need to be taken into account when you lay out exactly what it is that's going to happen at each level. Oftentimes, it's easy to put additional things in that really don't cost anything other than a minute or two of time to post on a Facebook post or include them on an Instagram or an email or things such as that. When you're organized and you know exactly how much money you're going to put at each level, how many times they'll be featured in your newsletter, on social media, your programs, your emails, mentioned at the event, all that kind of stuff. Put it all down on paper. Get it organized. Get it together in a folder and a succinct presentation so that when someone says, hey, send me something, you've got it done, soup to nuts. Once you've got it all laid out, it becomes really easy to execute that plan. So you move on to the next step and you identify potential sponsors that will align with your organization. And keep in mind that not everybody does, and that's okay. One of the things that you'll definitely need to check for is to make sure that a sponsor's competitor is not already involved with your organization in one form or another, whether it's sponsoring another event or donating their time or their facility for meetings or what have you. If they are involved, not only are you going to lose probably one, but you may lose both if you expect them to get along and play nice with one another. That's not going to happen. So you don't want to get yourself in that position where you have two sponsors that are direct competitors against each other. So think about that before you actually get into the process and start contacting people. There's nothing worse than ending up with egg on your face because you didn't do your homework when you're talking to a sponsor. So looking at everything, set your expectations in dealing with your sponsors. You need to know if any of them are competitors, are in parallel industries, but not necessarily competitors, and so on. That happens more time than you can shake a stick at, and you have to know about it. Both sponsors get mad because the organization didn't do their due diligence, and they didn't find out if there was a competitor or not, even as something as simple as being on your board. Whatever it is, you have to do your homework and know exactly who's on board as your sponsors already before you go after anybody else within the same category. You also need to start far enough in advance. The best time to start looking for your next event sponsors is the night of the event that's already going on. You never really know who's in the room, who can help you find sponsors, or who could potentially be a sponsor themselves. Sometimes all you need to do is ask people. You really need to take the time to look at who's attending your event and how many there may be in that event that you could somewhere down the line contact them. It's important. You need not to ignore that. When you start working on it, when this event is going on, which is in the process of concluding, it's fresh in your mind. Your chances of success are going to be much better. In addition, you've now been able to engage that sponsor in activities already going on with your organization all year long, which is awesome because that's really what you want. You would like a sponsor that's invested in the organization and their time and their energy is being well spent, and they can see that. There's nothing worse for a sponsor than for an organization to take the check and say, hey, we're doing all this great stuff, and the sponsor says, wow, this is awesome, and then they don't hear from you for weeks, months, sometimes not until this next event is coming up, and then it's like, wow, they only show up when we want money. So you really do have to give some forward thought to that. You need to deliver on what you're going to promise. When it comes to a sponsorship, that is absolutely critical, and don't think that a sponsor isn't going to take time to look to see if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing to fulfill your end of the agreement. If you feel that you can't, it's probably a better idea to not even get engaged with that particular sponsor at that level. There has to be follow-up on both sides. It's not good enough for the sponsor to write the check and the organization to accept the check and then leave the sponsor alone in the wilderness. It doesn't work like that. At least it doesn't work well. Sponsorships, it doesn't take them long for a sponsor to decide that they don't want to work with you. Common excuses are often the organization never calls up from us, we don't hear from anybody unless they need money, and you can make up the rest because you've probably actually already heard of all of them. They take our check and months later send us two tickets to a dinner that we don't want to go to, and that's all we know. So many examples like that. Believe me, it happens far more often than you think it would. It's mortifying to the organization because, believe it or not, there is a finite number of sponsors. They are not going to keep rolling down the street into your organization. So you can't be cavalier about dealing with them as you get involved in this search to find more. And keeping in mind, too, that not only is your organization looking, but every other organization is looking. It's a very, very crowded field. Lastly, you need to follow up. You must engage with your sponsors, maybe a preview party or a patron party ahead of the event. Get them together, thank them, make them feel special. You truly need them. They are far more critical to the success of your organization than you ever realize. Without them, your job becomes much more difficult to do. So take the time to engage with them, follow up with them, and make sure you know who the players are in the organization that is directly involved with you. If you do that and you pay attention and you work on those relationships, your chances of success in renewing a sponsorship is very, very good. So start with that. Get yourself a plan. Set your expectations. Start far enough in advance and absolutely engage and follow up. Those are the tickets to success with your sponsorships. Make sure to catch this podcast and other podcasts at theeventtechnique.com.
That's www.theeventtechnique.com. You can also catch us on Alexa on the Flash Briefing. Hey, Alexa, give us the Event Technique, and we'll pop up with a one-minute little nugget that you'll be able to take to get your day rolling. And last but not least, if you have an event that's coming up that you want to list on an awesome calendar that goes nationwide, Eventsburg is it. Eventsburg. Eventsburg. Because we're in your burg. We're everywhere. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of The Event Technique with Jill Coomer. Whether you're a veteran in the nonprofit event business or just getting started, The Event Technique is a veritable goldmine of tried and true tips and strategies that can help those running events, large and small. For more powerful tips and strategies to make your next event a huge success, get a copy of Jill's latest book, The Event Technique, available now at Amazon and www.theeventtechnique.com. That's www.theeventtechnique.com. For more bite-sized chunks to make your next event more successful, see you next time on the Event Technique Podcast.